Okay, so that concludes our agenda item number 6. I think actually on the original agenda, that's agenda item 6, action area proposal, I think however much that I think this is important and it's good that basically we can change the work mode of the task force, I think probably members would have enough for today. Or you want to... Okay, so can if we can have members, you know, kind of willingness to stay behind, let's say, for about 20 or 25 more minutes, let's get it done, because I think this would have implications on what the task force meeting agenda would be like, okay, in kind of in the next few months. So with this, let us move on to item 6. Sorry, Jacinta, thanks for waiting. Welcome very much for presenting to us on agenda item number 6, the action area proposal. With this, as I've said earlier on, I would see this as a very important agenda item because at the beginning, you have an overview of the inventory list of the project that is arising from the Harbourfront Commission meeting, which has been tabled, this inventory list. And before the presentation of Jacinta, I think our task basically for this agenda item is to prioritize 1 to 2 action areas for speeding up, for identifying or materializing quick wins and laying the foundation for more ambitious long-term plan. Because the terms of reference for the task force in these 3 years, I think, the Secretary of Development, I think, and I think as well as for all members of the Harbourfront Commission, we want to see some things materializing and the Harbourfront planning principles to be carried out. So at the end of these 3 years, our work will also be judged. We are very good at judging the other people, but we also have to judge. Just a moment. So after the presentation, I think it would be very helpful if members can identify 1 to 2 such action areas that the task force can take a more proactive approach in our business, so that currently as we have our meeting, we are quite passive, waiting for government departments to give proposals and to seek comments. And this is really an opportunity for us to change the work mode, and hopefully members could really speak up and focus on prioritizing these action areas after the presentation. So Maggie, you, yes. Sorry,
Can I just quickly say, while we're going through the presentation, can people please bear in mind the overall context of these? It worries me very much that, again, we're prioritizing one-off projects without knowing the context, without any integrated planning, without a strategic master plan or any, you know, any harbor plan, and we're going for one-offs. Now, there may be some that you can understand the context of that could be appropriate. But can we just bear that in mind as we go on? Of course, we don't want to stop everything. But you do have to bear in mind the context of these things.
Thank you very much. I think this is a very important point, and that's why we're talking about action areas, not specific project. And unless we have a strategic plan, I think it's very important that we also have, you know, in the presentation, the harbor front plan that we have currently available. Peter, and then Paul.
That we should be calling these opportunity areas rather than action areas, which seem to imply that they're all going ahead. But I mean, the point I was originally going to make was, am I right in thinking that a similar overview has been done for the other areas?
Yes, according to the decision of the Harbourfront Commission, yes.
So they've already been prepared?
That will go to individual task force meeting, right?
Let me supplement, because we had the CAITAC task force meeting yesterday. So in this round of meeting for the 3 task forces, we will update members about the 22 action areas, which is the good work of the Harbourfront Commission. This is not new. We have been working on the various opportunities and initiatives. We have also been updating the inventory. So instead of asking for any priorities from members, as members have only received the papers today, this may be a opportunity for Jacinta to update colleagues, update members. We may discuss it later. At the task force meeting yesterday, we had a very brief presentation by Plan D, period, because I think members need time to digest, and there would be ample opportunity for members to discuss.
Thank you. Paul, before the presentation?
Yes, indeed. I must declare my interest that in the ATC, we've worked hard trying to identify these opportunity areas, and we call them action areas. So in terms of the wording, I believe that we are responsible for that. But it's really identified as one as opportunity areas. And they've been trying to, at that time when we did that, we tried to group them together based on their characteristics, on some of the characteristics, like developments that are in progress. Looking at what was along the waterfront, and so trying to come up with some consistent areas where you could have a single-minded attitude towards the strategy for that particular area. So I hope that as we're going to look at these kind of opportunity areas, we've got to, for each of them, we've got to develop an overall strategy that can guide us and the planning department and the harbour unit in responding to whatever happens on it. And whoever, it can be a guide for whichever department works on these areas. Mm. I think that's going to be critical, that we have very clear on what the strategies are for the individual areas.
And the HPF.
So thank you. I think that's all very good preamble to the presentation, Jacinta. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Lady. I think I just skipped the background for the identification of the action areas, as some members have already pointed out the background, and I just go through quickly the action areas so that we can have a more focused discussion. Basically, the 22 action areas are identified. Basically, they cover the whole harbour front area of Hong Kong Island and Kowloon, as well as Kwai Chung and Tsing Yi. And the action areas are demarcated based on their respective site characteristics and dynamics. And under the HEC, the former HEC, we actually gone through the inventory that have just been tabled in front of you for all the planned and proposed projects. In the infantry, and we come up with these action areas. And the proposed quick wins and enhancement opportunities that have been looked at by the former HEC include a number of proposals, and I will just go through this when we go to the action areas. Basically, there are 14 action areas in Kowloon, and the Kai Tak will be covered under the Task Force Kai Tak. So we'll go through the 13 action areas in this task force. First of all, starting from the west in Tsing Yi North, the northwestern parts of Tsing Yi around this area are basically occupied by shipyards and government works areas. Although a small area to the western site is designated for recreational use, but at the moment there's no program for any use for this area, and there's not much opportunity for any development in the foreseeable future in this area. But to the northeastern parts of Tsing Yi, basically a continuous waterfront promenade together with the north Tsing Yi Northeast Park has been completed. So all along these public and private residential area, there's a continuous waterfront promenade. So basically, the former HEC working group does not think that there's much needed to be done, except we need to consider how to activate the waterfront promenade in this area. Going over the other side of the harbour in Tsuen Wan, the same appears that a continuous waterfront promenade has been provided along the adjacent residential development, except to and a small area around here, which will be developed together with the Tsuen Wan West Station property development. And for this area, a major project is a cycle track project currently conceded by the CEDD and is scheduled to commence in 2013. So at that time, the former HEC considered that there might be opportunity to extend the scope of the cycle track project to consider the public accessibility for pedestrians and cyclists to the waterfront area. Then over to the Western Harbour, there's basically the Western Harbour is covered by port related facilities, and the only opportunities here that might be to consider whether it is possible to organize some kind of visitors program in consultation with the port operators. And coming down to Yang Ma Tei, I think members have a long discussion about the area, the open space, the planned open space around here, and the waterfront promenade. It has been completed in this area, except for a small section here. And members have also been briefed about the intention of providing another waterfront promenade in this area, which is under consideration. But the main issue in this area is that we need to consider the connectivity between the Thai Cultural Area and the West Kowloon Cultural District. At the moment, it's separated by the Typhoon Shelter and the PCWA, and the former HEC considered that the main issue to address here is to address the interface between the PCWA and the public areas and try to consider whether it's possible to improve the pedestrian connectivity. And in the longer term, there might also be opportunity to consider marine uses upon the relocation of the PCWA. And over to Tsim Sha Tsui area, all along Canton Road, there are private developments here, and there's no public access through this development from Canton Road. But on the southern tip of Tsim Sha Tsui, all along the LCSD cultural facilities, a continuous waterfront promenade has been developed. And the opportunity here may be just to consider how to activate the promenade by providing alfresco dining facilities near the cultural center and how to enhance the LCSD facilities. And also an area here which is occupied by the bus terminus, a development of a piazza is being considered by the Tourism Commission. And as a quick win project, the HEC considered that there might be opportunity to improve signage from Nathan Road across Salisbury Road to connect to the waterfront. Over to Hong Hum, and the planning for the Hong Hum area, waterfront area, has already taken into account the recommendations of the Hong Hum District Study, and upon full development, this area will be a vibrant waterfront area. But in the interim period, CEDD is undertaking a project to provide an initial waterfront promenade here. And the project is under construction and it will be completed later this year. To the eastern side, there's already a continuous waterfront promenade, but over to this area, the promenade is not connected because of some existing industrial development and some preliminary treatment works here, which sort of obstructed the connectivity. And the quick win projects along here will be the open space at Chi Kong Street here will be implemented as part of the open space at Ma Tau Kwok waterfront and become the extension of the Hoi Shan Park, which will be undertaken as part of the Kai Tak development. And in the long term, for the Hong Kong area, there might be opportunities at the International Mail Center and the freight yard sites upon relocation. But this site will be occupied by the Sha Tin to Central Link works area for the time being. Over to, we skip the Kai Tak area and over to the Yau Tong Bay. The area around the basin is still for redevelopment and is zoned comprehensive development area under the outline zoning plan. I think members will remember that you have been briefed about the planning brief prepared by the planning department. And upon developments, at least 15 meters waterfront promenade will be provided along the basin. And the long-term vision for the area is to develop connectivity along the waterfront, as well as to enhance connectivity from the MTR station and the hinterland to the waterfront area. For Yau Tong and Lei Yun Moon, the Yau Tong area here is also occupied by industrial uses, public utilities and wholesale markets, etc. And the long-term development here is also for residential with some retail and community uses under the CDA zoning. But the CDA zoning, as far as I understand, is under review by the planning department, and opportunity will be taken to require a waterfront promenade in this area as well. And for the Lei Yun Moon area, I think members have already been briefed for the development by the Tourism Commission, so I'm not going to go through the details here. And the quick wins identified by the former HEC will be just to improve the access from the MTR station as well as from the hinterland area to the waterfront. I think these are about the all the action areas in the Kowloon area. I think members would like to consider the priorities of the development in this area. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacinta. I think that is really very helpful in giving us an overview. And actually, I think members, that would be very helpful to members in linking all these agenda items to the action areas that, you know, that has already been identified. Comments, please, from members. Yes, Paul.
I think that at some stage, and probably not today, we'll have to look at the strategy for some of these areas and ask ourselves whether we're on the right track and possibly adjust. If I can point them out, the shipyards located in the Qingyi North, whether that should continue to be reserved for recreation and tourism-related uses, or whether we should permanently use it for shipyards and upgrade the area. Currently, the area is on temporary basis for shipyards, and therefore the quality is very low. But Hong Kong needs shipyards, and we haven't identified any alternative location. So I question that strategy, and I think we need to have a clear and in-depth look at a particular strategy.
That would be Qingyi North Action Area,
that's
right?
Qingyi North Action Area, yeah. I hope that CDD could comment on the action area 2, which is Tune 1, where the cycle track and the integration of the cycle track, and whether that's going to be extended to the far end, because at that time the cycle track was going to stop somewhere before the rail station, where actually could continue past the rail station to the existing park close to the bridge. But we haven't seen that still as to consider, so that's for 2 years considering, so I'm sure there's an answer. Activation of the waterfront, I think LCSD rather than FEHD probably has to comment on it, Paul. Whether we can get mushroom pavilions or other food and beverage locations closer to the waterfront there. There's a lot of space there, but I don't see that in Yama Day Typhoon Action Area. That's item 4. I skip action 3, but the action area 4, again, long-term planning, future marine use of PCWA subject to relocation or termination. Again, it's a very badly designed and badly used area, but maybe we should permanently use it as PCWA and permanently as marine use support, recognize it properly and properly manage it so that we can make it nice and improve the facilities rather than dream that we're going to get rid of it. Again, this comes to the same to Qingyi North, We have this kind of long-term dream we're going to get rid of these marine users, but who's, we need marine users somewhere. So if we don't have them in Yao Ma Tei, where do we have them? So to me, it's, that is a strategy that is still stated here. And the result of this is that we allow, for example, residential development next to the Yao Ma Tei typhoon shelter, because maybe in the future we're going to get rid of it. But the result is that we've got a lot of people complaining to the Yao Tse Mong District Council about the noise and the air pollution from the typhoon shelter, from residents we have allowed to go and live there. You know, she's recreating a conflict that we shouldn't have, and we really should look at that. On action area, the five, which is West Kowloon, we're probably still waiting for the temporary users during construction. I don't think it's been clarified by the WQCDA. The only thing that they've always said is they don't have a budget for that. It's not part of their budget to provide temporary users for the area. And so there's a conflict there between our position and the WQCDA's position, which is that we say they should do it, and they say they don't have the money. So if that doesn't get resolved, it never gets resolved. On the issue of the Tsim Sha Tsui East action area, the activation of the promenade, it's been discussed at LCSD. It's not Paul's side, it's the other side in LCSD. And the problem is really that is the there is a, you can't get anything done with the individual LCSD operators. The manager of the, I went to see them, the manager of the museum and the manager of the cultural center, they all have different ideas, and LCSD has to resolve it internally, and somebody has to take a hammer and decide things, because otherwise we're never going to get extra restaurants and outdoor seating there, because it's a problem. We've seen them, and they just, nobody makes a decision on it. It's been left to the individual curator of the museum whether he's going to have a restaurant. So I think that's an LCSD has to come back to us on that, because otherwise nothing will happen for many, many years. Hang Hong East 9, we went to visit the Hang Hong Waterfront Promenade, and we were supposed to get some feedback on the quick win and the design of the quick win, but I don't think we've heard anything. Toh Kwa Wan is doing really well, by the way. LCSD is doing a fantastic job there. Yao Tong Bay, I guess the that's up to the new commission, the presentation by the Yao Tong Bay developers will have to take place. And the point I must make there is that currently the CDA specifications are such that you're never going to get a marina there, because the waterfront has to be a promenade. And a promenade, you can't put marine supporting users on a promenade because they have a conflict with the public. So if we want to use that for marine supporting users and make get some marine users in the Yao Tong Bay Typhoon Shelter, we really have to start specifying them as conditions to the developers that are going to take their hand on it. And they are not going to propose it because they just want to sell flats. So they want any headache. So if we want to get it done, we'll have to get our we have to get that under control on the 11. So those are, I would say, Lei Yi Moon we have discussed. I think those are kind of would be, as far as I'm concerned, the most critical and most urgent strategic issues. That will, there's about eight of them, that we should get our hands around and not let them sit.
Thank you. Other comments from members? If not, I think, you know, Paul has raised quite a number of good points, and as far as I can see it, it seems that there are two major, you know, group. The first thing is in relation to the long-term strategy of these action areas that we think might have to be changed. For example, the relocation of the public cargo area that we now thought that is unrealistic. So this would be in terms of the long-term strategies that fall within the action area 1 and 4. And I think that really, you know, requires some in-depth studies before we can really form an opinion on. And the second group that is in relation to projects that we actually want to follow up on, and it seems that already some progress has been made. And that is in relation to action area 2, especially the cycle track Tin Wan action area, action area 7, that is the Tsim Sha Tsui East action area, how to improve signage, etc., as well as number 9, which is the Hong Hum East action area that we have the field trip. So if it is agreeable to members, perhaps could we, like in the next meeting when we come to the action area, we focus on the second group first, that is action area 2, 7, and 9, missing our projects that might be speed up that we can provide comments on or to hear presentation. And then in the long term, we also try to look at the long-term strategy, which I don't think we could do it today. Is that agreeable? All right. Yes, all right. Then thank you very much. Thanks a lot for your patience, and thanks, Christina. Yes, Franklin. I think that should be possible, right? Yeah, could we ask the secretary to circulate also the inventory list, Paul?
Yeah, Franklin raises this point, and I've raised this before in the HEC. We got to make sure we get a system that's online. Rather than, you know, we're getting these, if any time you make a change, you're going to make a printout of a big document, whereas this document is a live document online with all the information available, even if it's, you know, if it's password protected only for the members, but at least let's get it online, because this is we got two different reports now, actually related to similar sites, and it's a very inconvenient way. And also, if you want to identify things that have changed, it's very difficult.
Thank you very much. So I think we are now in an e-society. So it's really, I would just put it to the secretary. I understand that that may not be possible, but perhaps, you know, in the long term, we could have members corner, et cetera. But that, I think that would need some login system, et cetera, that is, you know, at the present stage, probably it will still be email circulation, but at least all the documents, even though they are tabled, you know, after the meeting, they will be circulated in electronic format. All right. Thank you very much.